Three, two, one, ghost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 321 Ghost. As always, I'm your host with the silent G, Kyle. And also, as always, joined by my pal, Natalie. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
So good. How about you?
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty toasty in my cardigan. Feeling a little warm on the whiskey, you know. Feeling pretty good. We're talking about 2012's Sinister. Directed by Scott Derrickson, starring Ethan Hawke, with a bunch of people that you're always like, huh, I think I've seen that person somewhere, and turns out you have. So,
I didn't think that about hardly anyone in this movie. Only Deputy so-and-so, and maybe the sheriff.
that guy just looks like he plays a sheriff a lot.
Yeah, he looks like
Yeah.
that type. Yeah.
And then, then Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if he was really into the Blue Albums. Whenever he would hear "My Name Is Jonas," he'd be like, "Oh man, this is about me. The song's about me."
So sorry, everyone. That's like the fourth time he's brought up Weezer if you've listened to every episode.
I've got two ears and a heart, don't I? Get the fuck out of here. Was I not a prepubescent teenage boy at some point in my life? Come on, they prey on us. It's not fair.
Make them sound like predators.
They are. So just power pop predators. I don't like it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Weezer cast. But yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio, he's awesome in this movie. But
Yeah.
yeah, we're talking about Sinister. How many times have you seen this movie? And when was the first time you saw it? Do you remember?
I don't remember the first time that I saw this. I feel like it could have been in the theater, but I have no idea who I would have seen it with because I remember, I think the first time you saw it was, gosh, I think it was me, you, my husband. I think your wife was there.
Damn, we dragged your husband to this?
No, it was at our house, and then I think two of our friends, our good friend Ryan and his lady, I think were there too. I think it was all six of us, and I was like, you know what? All of you need to watch Sinister. This movie is fun, and I want to watch it with a group. I'm pretty sure that's what happened, and it actually worked. And that never works. No one ever agrees to it. Like, I remember I wanted to see everyone's reactions to these videos. And so I picked the least fun movie to show to a group of people. I think that's how it went, but I've seen this movie a lot.
Home video memory preservation is a lot easier than it was when we were kids in the late
Yeah.
80s, early 90s. Do you
Yeah.
do you, does your mom have any like old like videos of you like when you were a kid, like at a pool party or a barbecue or a gardening or a hanging out under the tree situation, any of those?
None of those, but there's a few videos. I feel like 80s slash 90s kids, we don't have a lot of videos out there. There is one really ridiculous video of my fourth birthday, and it
Oh.
is a 45-minute video of me opening presents
Oh
for
yeah. Were you stoked?
45 minutes. I was exhausted. You can tell, like, at first I'm excited, and my excitement just goes like lower and lower because I was like, damn. There are just so many gifts. I'm so inconvenienced by all this love and attention. And
Yeah.
that's the only video I really remember. But like my son, I have like endless videos of him because phones makes it so
Yeah.
much easier. Yeah.
Do you think you would do it if you didn't have a cell phone? If you're like, oh, well, hey, child, I need you to wait. Mom's gonna go run in, get the video recorder, load the VHS in, make sure we're not recording over, our Christmas from last year, our summer at the lake, or our recorded version of Nightmare on Elm Street 3 off HBO, as you do. So wait right there. Do you think you would do that? Like,
Yes, and you
is
know what? I actually have. So I have two videos of Christmas morning. I did two Christmas morning videos where literally it's just the camera sitting on the table. And we kind of forget that it's there. Like, I watched some of it back, and like, you can hear me like being like like snippy about like not the coffee not being ready and shit. Like,
Sounds
so
right.
it's kind of nice. Thanks. It's kind of nice because you forget that the camera's there when it's not a short video on your phone, so you get like a more realistic like image of like what life is like. The same thing with like GoPros. Like, I had a GoPro for a while, and so I set that up in the car, just like pointed at my son, just like him just eating snacks, like asking me questions, and like you hear me like cursing at like bad drivers and stuff, and him being like, oh, like you said a bad word, like stuff like that. It's kind of fun. So I'm a great driver and a great mom. Thank you.
100%. I don't
You don't
know if
take
there's
videos?
any footage of me as a child. I don't
I would love
know.
to see it.
Yeah. There's some pictures. They're all pretty charming. I mean, like, no surprise, you know. But or I'm sure I probably cameo, probably guest cameo in a few old childhood friends' ones, you know, I'm sure some, you know, Chuck E. Cheese birthday parties and the such, you know. And then I don't have children, and nor would I videotape them because I think it takes a piece of their soul. So no. So whatever's left of your time.
My son went through a phase where he did not want photos taken of himself. And I asked him why. I was like, oh, I was like, that's fine, but why? And his answer was, he's like, I don't know. I just feel what did he say? Like, I lose myself or something. And I was like, what the fuck? It's like, okay.
Okay, Eminem.
So I miss the idea of like exactly what you described of like grabbing the video camera and being like, no, we're gonna film this. Everything needs to stop so that I can grab the camera, get it ready, put the fucking videotape in. Like, all that sounds so fun. I mean, this is a different type of family video, but it still counts. Still some good memories in there.
This movie is written and directed and executive produced by Scott Derrickson. You know, he's definitely been well versed in horror. For some reason, all roads always lead back to Urban Legends somehow. He is the writer of Urban Legends Final Cut. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
That's the one with Anthony Anderson and which I forget which Lawrence it is. Joey? I think it's Joey,
Yeah,
not Ma or Matt.
he's in it. Yeah, he plays a real dick in that movie.
And then of course Loretta Devine, you know. And
Industry legend.
then I wonder if maybe it was his idea, or I wonder if he talks with Anthony Anderson about their experiences with Urban Legends Final Cut when he was doing uncredited script revisions for Scream 4.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, maybe he was the one. Maybe I've got scars. Maybe that was his idea. I don't know. Who knows? But he has also directed The Day the Earth Stood Still, that remake with Keanu Reeves. Directed the straight to video. I mean, they're almost all straight to video. Hellraiser, Inferno. Yeah, what can you do? Exorcism of Emily Rose. Do you remember that movie being like a big deal for a minute?
It was a big deal, and I don't remember. I remember that, like, I've seen it, but I remember nothing about it. So,
And I'm sorry if it's a hot take, but I think if you've seen one Exorcist movie or exorcism movie, you've seen at least 90% of them. They're all
absolutely.
the fucking same.
Well, you know how I feel about possession movies. So they're just, low on the list.
He had also directed another, I think it's a possession movie called I just never don't remember it, called Deliver Us from Evil, which had
I've seen that too.
Eric Bana, had Joel McHale in it, as
I've
well
seen that
as,
movie. I don't remember it very well, though, either.
yeah.
They all just bleed together, honestly.
Yeah. And then also writing and directing The Black Phone with Ethan Hawke. Did you watch that one? Did we watch that together?
We watched that together. Okay, this might be a hot take, but that movie got a lot of praise. And other than Ethan Hawke, I think it's very underwhelming and like mostly a drama. Like, I didn't believe that that kid was in danger for a fucking second. Like, I felt no fear for him. I didn't think that movie was scary. I didn't think it was compelling. I felt like it was really basic. If Ethan Hawke wasn't in it, and Deputy So and So is also in it. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have even watched it if Ethan Hawke wasn't in it. Yeah, I think that is the most overrated movie. Ugh. Sorry, everybody, if you like it. And
No,
they're
you're
making a
good.
sequel?
They are.
No, don't. Absolutely not. Is it going to be a prequel? Even worse. Get out of here with that shit.
Is that another hot take? I hate when sequels are prequels. Like, I don't need to know the origin story. There is nothing that's like nails on a chalkboard, or there's nothing that turns me off more if a movie has like origin in the title, or like if it's like some origin for a character.
One of my favorite movies is that fucking prequel of Ouija, Origin of Evil. We watched the first one, it was not good, and then we watched the second one, and it was a pleasant surprise.
Okay, only sequel with origin in the title that's better than the original. And also, I'll break my own rule because Orphan First Kill is fucking so good.
Yeah, so there's the occasional prequel. I think that can break that rule, but overall, I agree. Like, if your killer or your main character is already dead and you're gonna make a sequel, like, let's just do a new story.
Yeah. Scott Derrickson, and the list doesn't end there. I mean,
He's got a lot. Doctor Strange.
He wrote Devil's Knot. Yeah, he did the wrote and directed the first Doctor Strange movie. I also thought I learned that today, and I also thought that was kind of interesting because the second movie, the whatever multiverse of whatever, a lot of people point to that as being like kind of Marvel's version of like a horror movie. And I watched it. Yeah, sure, kind of in ways, and but I just thought that was interesting because they got Sam Raimi to direct that one, and I remember people saying like, "Oh, damn, this is, you know, it's going to be more of like a horror version of Doctor Strange or Marvel or whatever," and they're bringing in Sam Raimi, and I'm like, the guy that you had in the first one has plenty of horror credits as well, if not maybe.
There's a lot of horror crossover with the Marvel movies and like superhero movies in general. Like, I feel like they snatch up a lot of horror directors. It's a nice big paycheck for them.
Same with, yeah, you know, your Sam Raimi's, your Peter Jackson's, fucking Guillermo del Toro,
James Wan did
James Wan,
Aquaman.
right? And some pretty good Fast and the Furious movies.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
Boy,
what?
do always find a way.
And then, of course, yeah, so this movie also got some notoriety later on because now depends on which metric you use. But they were some researchers were arguing that scientifically, for a point, this was the scariest movie ever made. Did you heard about this?
Those things are always interesting to me too, because they're going off of like the reactions of the body. And like, yes, you could argue that like heart rate and adrenaline and all those things are like what measures fear, but there's also that like mental aspect and like just individual fears that people might have. Although I will say the anticipation of what the fuck is going to happen in all these videos the first time you watch it does make you tense up a little bit. Like, it's pretty intense. And on top of that, like, they do a great job of like building the what's going to happen in this video and the music. Oh, the music in this movie is so fucking good. It's so good. But then you have jump scares too, which is kind of like cheap little scares. But when it's Mr. Boogie, I don't mind. I think it's kind of fun.
So Christopher Young did the music for this, and he is, again, all roads lead to Urban Legend. He did music for Urban Legend. This is off Wikipedia, by the way. Urban Legend, Species, Hellraiser, The Grudge, Exorcism of Emily Rose, Drag Me to Hell, Deliverance from Evil, the Pet Sematary remake, and also worked with Sam Raimi on Spider-Man 3. So everybody just kind of knows everybody.
Yeah, he's heavy on my horror movie score playlist for sure.
You should check out his photo on Wikipedia whenever you get a chance, because he's just looking like he's just fucking just grooving and having a time of his life. So good for him, just hanging out. Yeah, no, this music's good. I just never thought, like, and I can't confirm if it's an actually like a bongo, but I've never heard a bongo sound so frightening and intimidating,
That's a
right?
challenge. Yeah, he
Because like the
looks great
music
in
is
this
like,
photo.
yeah. Yeah, thank you.
He's wearing a
Right.
white blazer.
Dude, hell yeah. But yeah, that music, that like da da, I can't do the I
No, that was
tried.
good. That was pretty good, actually.
But it sounds like I was just like, fuck, this is the most stressful bongoing I've ever heard in my life. And here I'm thinking I just want to, like, I don't know, just, yeah, that's a good vibe instrument. That is,
It should be.
yeah, circles around a park. That's just, grooving with your pals, fucking grade school music class. Like, if you don't have, I don't know, everyone wants the bongo, right?
Christopher
So.
Young sat there and said, "Okay, I'm gonna look around this room and I'm gonna find the most challenging instrument to make scary." And he was like, "What should I use?" And he like looked at the maracas for a second and said, "It's the bongos." And he made it
Yeah.
work. So he's a pro.
Yeah, dang. I think if you ask me off the top of my head, what is the least scary instrument?
Maracas felt pretty good.
I just feel you could just like shake them really fast and just it just be very just
I guess.
disorienting,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
maybe. Or it's just bonkers. I just always, I don't know. Not even like a ukulele, because I've learned with fucking what's his face from Insidious that ukuleles are terrifying. Fucking Tiny Tim, fucking the legend of ukulele playing, is just, oh, terrible. Yeah, oh my gosh. So, oh, let's hop into this movie.
Finally.
So I know this movie starts off like it starts off real fucking
Oh yeah.
hardcore.
Yeah, I can imagine that if you, I mean, you had to have known what you were getting into, but like if you were in the theater and saw that and like were like, "Oh, this is already too much." Like you could have just left right as soon as those people started wiggling their feet from that tree. But yeah, they start off real quick with the disturbing imagery. Like they're setting the tone.
Yeah, my wife's really good for giving me trivia, Cupid's a trivia whenever it's like movies that she's seen that that I'm talking about,
Oh, fun.
and she let me know, she heard from another podcast that something fucked up when they were doing that scene. So for a little
Oh.
while there, those actors were fucking hanging.
Oh my God. Also, why is she listening to other horror podcasts? Like what more does she need?
I mean, I would think I was like, I'd feel like I was gifting her an extra 2 hours of me talking for a week. So don't worry, babe. Even when I'm not there, you can hear my opinions on Idle Hands. So in case the world needs to know and you get lonely, hey, I'm thinking this is preservation. You're just, I'm, when I'm, when I'm long and gone and dusted, you'll still have this. This is my legacy. It's like
Yeah.
Randy, this is my
Yeah.
legacy I'm leaving. So yeah, it starts off fucking real hardcore with this family, or four people of this five person family, all being hung by this fucking tree again, with that music, with the fucking spooky bongos.
So
Ugh.
good.
And I think it's also especially effective. That's what I was asking about, home videos when we were younger, because it's when it's shot on Super 8 like that, you get that graininess. It just makes it just extra
It's
spooky,
so
right?
good. Like you can hear the crackling of the film.
I just don't think like a crisp iPhone video is just gonna move the needle. I don't think that's gonna
I
raise my blood
mean,
pressure.
Mr. Boogie's gonna have to find out because apparently the imagery is very important. So he's gotta like roll with the times.
Yeah.
Eventually the kids are gonna be like, "What the fuck is this? Like, can I use an iPhone instead?"
Really confused by Bagul's rules here.
Bagul's
It's with the way the whole image thing goes, and I
We'll
just
get
I
to it. We'll get to
yeah,
it.
because I do want to
The end of the
politely,
movie.
Yeah, I do want to politely poke a couple holes in, there's a couple what ifs, like, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? Like, how?
We can explore that.
And I, who knows? I don't remember watching. Well, I watched the sequel. I don't remember much of it, but I don't know if it goes into explaining any more of that.
Just for the record, I do not endorse the sequel, although I love this movie. The sequel has way too much of the ghost children. It's fucking overkill. I don't recommend the second one.
Yeah, Ghost Children is actually my least favorite part of this movie. So
And
that's.
they're minimal. Like compare the second one, like they're having full on conversations. So like not to spoil the second one, but like if you really want to waste your time on that, go ahead. But did we watch that together too?
We may have, probably. See, probably seemed like a good idea at the time.
It did because this one is fun and I'm like, hell yeah, like I want to see more of Mr. Boogie, like see what he's up to. But yeah, the ghost children, they're fucking tired.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, just hard to make children scary. Like, unless you're like that fucking kid from Pet Sematary with the, because it just looked like an old man in those eyes. It looked like a man that was smart and knew things that was living inside that child's head.
Yeah,
And I didn't like it.
these kids look like they're acting for sure. Like when they do their little evil faces and they're basically just looking up, it's not scary.
Yeah. Be like, get the fuck out of here. Now, if you're gonna fucking be screaming at me, jumping out of a box, then yeah, that's a little effective.
Yeah,
Okay.
like yeah, his own kids. His
Yeah.
own
Yeah.
kid is fucking scarier than the ghost children.
That's what I fucking would have told him. It's just like, I don't know. Like, my own kids terrify me enough. I don't,
Yeah, get out of here, you little pale thing. Like,
y'all like just fucking just pale and shit with your dumb little raincoats and whatever
yeah,
the
it's not
fuck.
even raining.
And one of you looks like you're fucking like 18. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're like fucking 6 feet tall. Get the fuck out of here, dude. So, it starts with that video, which I think we learned is like hanging out with the family. I do love that each of these videos
I
has
love the titles. Yeah.
some just
It's
real.
family. It's family hanging out.
I love that. Who is coming up with those titles? Is it the child or is it Bagul whispering like, hey, this will be funny, call it this?
It's definitely Bagul.
Yeah.
I can't, kids aren't coming up with that wit. Absolutely not. He's been around for ages. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna start putting a little humor on this. Why not?
Right. Yeah. Do you think it always started out that way? Or they found out, like, maybe we missed that part with Professor Jonas where he was like, yeah, it was, shortly after the Byzantine era where, he started to get a little,
Little
he started to get a
sassy.
little catty. But it's, I don't know, whatever some version of, I don't know, I can't even come up with a title of something that would have happened in like,
That's why
fucking
he's putting in
500
work.
AD. Yeah. So we are introduced to our family here. They're moving in. And again, so we got, Ethan Hawke. You've got his wife, Tracy. And then you've got the kids. I never remember the fucking kids' names. Like Trevor. Yeah, Trevor. Because she always goes, Trevor, Trevor, Trevor. And
Ashley.
Ashley. Right. So the family that moves in. Now, Ethan Hawke is a true crime writer. We know this because he talks about it a lot. And also, he does true crime because he thinks his fiction's bad, but.
No, I feel bad for him. He should really hype himself up more.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, truth is generally a little scarier than fiction, So I suppose if he wants to keep it spooky. But yeah, definitely doing his best Alan Wake impression in this movie, which is great, complete with this wonderful fucking cardigan
Yeah,
with the
where are
leather
they?
elbows. I don't actually remember or know. I thought it was somewhere in the Northeast.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, he's got that cardigan, which just so everyone knows, inspired Kyle's entire Pacific Northwest wardrobe. So now he has a collection of Ethan Hawke cardigans.
Yeah, I've got something like probably six or seven cardigans in my collection. And what I like about cardigans is that Well, one, comfort. Once I've reached an age where comfort is really my number one, you know, like I will forgo a lot of things if comfort is number one. And two, I've gotten away with going to like fancier events by wearing just like a nice shirt with a cardigan, because it also just like works as like
Well,
always
like
just
a little
like
coat.
some slacks and a cardigan. It just looks like a just a real comfy coat. And I definitely I give off hard Mr. Rogers vibes too, you know, just because I'm just
Oh
such a
gosh, you already did before the cardigan, so
I know.
that's
I think with my aw shucks demeanor and growing cardigan collection, I've certainly moved into the Mr. Rogers sweater chapter of my life, and it feels good. Feels real good. So you've got the family that moves in, and he is a true crime writer. He is at this house because this is where this family was fucking murdered and hung from this tree in the backyard, has not been solved. And yet again, we are at a situation just like Pet Sematary, just like, you know, Amityville, I'm pretty sure, just like that episode of The Office when Jim buys Pam that fucking house, like without telling her, like all horrifying things. Never, never make a purchase like that without consulting your partner. The
Yeah, I
fuck?
mean, there's a lot of things. Like, this movie makes being married to a writer look exhausting, and I'm sure it
Yeah.
is. But I love how shitty he is when, like, after he has this whole conversation with the sheriff, and they go through the whole thing to like set the stage of he's written true crime books, and the sheriff is sassy with him, like, about his books. I'm assuming he's read all of them, from his critiques, right?
Yeah, or at least he read Kentucky Blood.
He definitely read Kentucky Blood, the big hit. But yeah, she asks, please tell me we didn't move like a couple houses down from a crime scene. And he's like, of course not. Like, he technically didn't lie, but damn, is that fucked up that he's like, oh, she worded this perfectly that I can just kind of skirt around it. So, I kind of love that. But yeah, like, also, girl, give the address a Google. If you don't trust him enough that you have to ask him that question while you're moving in, you dumb bitch. Like, Google that shit and find out what happened. It would have taken 2 minutes, and then she would have said, nope, we can't move there. That would have been it. No movie.
Yeah, I was thinking this movie was so maybe rated so highly on the scare factor. If you're thinking like just BPMs, you know, because I'm just thinking how stressful it is. One, this day and age, home ownership, right? And then two, like moving, how many times within the span of how long were they
Oh
there?
God.
Like,
And then they have money problems. They own two houses simultaneously. One of them is a mansion. So not
yeah.
selling that is a fucking problem already.
Yeah.
Like, lots of just regular stress. And then on top of that, you've got Mr. Boogie fucking popping up on your laptop screen. Like, additional
Yeah.
stress. We don't need it.
It's hard to sell a mansion. I think Russell Wilson's still trying to sell him and Sierra's mansion up here in Seattle area, you know,
That
and he's been
must
gone for fucking years.
be rough for them.
I think so too. Well, I think he also has a mansion in Denver he can't sell either. So
Just collecting them.
but you do bring up a good point. Well, I do like how specifically Tracy was like, don't tell us we moved three houses down from a murder scene, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, insinuating that this has happened before. And I love that you're right. He's like, of course not. No.
Yeah, he's
You
like,
never.
don't be silly.
And Tracy, like, almost like actively, like cartoonishly, is like, she'll like cut him off and say, like, you know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Or she'll be like, you know, I don't want to hear anything about why we're here. Like she says that like specifically, you know, from anybody. I don't want
Yeah,
to
so
hear anything.
whose fault is that, girl? Whose
And
fault is that?
so when she gets so mad at the end, you know, and then when he's just like, look, I didn't lie to you. I never lied to you once. And she's getting all fucking mad about it. Like you know that he's a true crime writer. You know that something happened in the town. You know, like those kids are gonna fucking find out from school eventually,
Absolutely.
if
Like
not within the
kids,
first day.
those kids in that school couldn't wait to talk some shit. Of course they're gonna
Yeah.
tell them.
So, and then, yeah, you've got the sheriff and you've got the cops. You do see Deputy So and So, who's, just
Clearly a
like
fan.
clearly a fan. And, gosh, like I think just a helpful, well-meaning cog in a broken machine, So, what can you do? And honestly, if fucking Ethan Hawke, like, just gave him just a little bit more of respect and listened to him just a little bit, he would have been maybe not alive, but I mean, at least could have seen it coming.
Yeah, that's
So I wouldn't
true.
have dragged in that shit that kid gave her or gave him, whatever.
Also, like, I don't know how old that little girl is, but she looks like a similar age of my son. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not drinking any coffee or tea that he makes for me. Not because I think he'll poison me, but because it will probably be awful. Like,
Yeah.
I'll take like a fake sip and be like, thank you. And then just like pour it out into a plant or something.
Oh yeah, there's kids here on the corner that sell lemonade every
Oh my
once in a
gosh.
while, So I'll come by and be
Is
like,
it
yeah, here you go.
disgusting?
I wouldn't know. I go around the corner and pour it out.
That's
I
nice
wouldn't,
of you
but
to buy it, though.
yeah, of course. And I'm
Oh.
always just like, and I'm always like that weirdo over, just so walk by and I'm like, here's a five, keep the change kind of
Oh, I
situation.
bet they fucking light up. They're like, oh, fuck yes.
Maybe. I would think if I got, well, if I got $5 in 1994, I'd be like, fuck, this is awesome. We're going,
Yeah, rich.
going out to Sizzler. I'm buying.
Yeah,
And whereas now maybe $5, you're like, fuck, dude, I can barely get a fucking tank of gas for this. Get the fuck out of here, really? In this economy?
they don't drive.
No, they don't. But Uber's, I don't know. However, kids get around these days, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're the one with the kids, I don't know.
He certainly doesn't Uber.
Yeah. So they move into this house. Also, I think I've asked this before. I can't remember. What do you think scarier, attics or basements?
We have talked about this before. I think attics are scarier.
Yeah.
It seems like more shit goes down in attics. Well, no, basements are pretty troublesome too, but I've had my like bedroom in the basement before, so I have a little less fear of basements.
Yeah. So I hear you. Attics are pretty I don't know, when something's above you, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Like I have an attic in my house that
I do too, and I did not know for like 8 years.
that's terrifying. And but we have a house, we have an attic. I know it's there, and I've never gone up there. No interest. I'm good.
Have you looked at it?
I'm good.
Oh my
No, but
gosh.
it's not like one.
There might be a box of tapes up there.
Well,
So
but then how does the again, like Bagul's rules, do I need to watch
can you
any
imagine
of
Bagul's
this?
like, fuck, I'm gonna have to take this box out of the attic because this motherfucker's not even going up here. Like he's like, I'm gonna have to like pop it into the kitchen. You can't avoid
Yeah, you're gonna have to add it.
that room.
Yeah, you're gonna have to add it to Netflix or something, because I'm just not gonna fucking see it. I'm sorry. I'm good. No, thank you. So he does find this box and this projector. Good on him for no, you know. Well, no, he did have to look up how to, thread film
Yeah,
in a projector,
yeah.
which honestly isn't that hard. And I think he Googled how to splice film, and honestly, it's the easiest thing. Like literally, you're cutting it apart
Yeah.
and taping it together,
Well,
but more or
he
less.
got it started without the internet helping him, but it was when it like burned and the
Right.
tape like separated that he was like, oh shit, like I have to fix this if I'm gonna watch it again, 'cause why wouldn't you want to watch
That's
it again?
happened to me. I'd covered shifts in the projection room at a movie theater, and this was back when you actually had, like big platters with film on top of it, and you had to thread and this and this. And I know what it's like. Just the stress of fucking something gets caught and then film spilling out all over the floor, and of course it's like going
It's like
diagonal, looking like,
cartoonish
yeah, and the whole thing shut down, and there's people like, who are sitting in
in the
this movie theater and being
theater.
like, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. This is awful. And you know what? So that's good. I just don't have, my heart can't handle that sort of stress. I don't like things going wrong. It's just too much for me. But yeah, so he watches the first of this movie. And then, yeah, definitely fucking, yeah, it's affecting to it, it's affecting him.
Well, okay. the music, because there's like warped, like it, so it like changes. So when you're watching the, like, we'll call it the happy part of the video where they're barbecuing or, you know, they're on the tire swing, there's like this like happier music, but it still sounds very like haunting and creepy. Like that, we're presuming that that music is like the score of the movie. It's not music that's happening in the video, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. I just
I
needed to make
think.
sure because I had never really thought about that before until this watch. So yeah, so he, but his office has a whole like crime solving board with yarn
Love
and
it.
everything. And like the kids aren't allowed in the office, but yet like he has everything, the most disturbing images just sprawled out on the wall. I'm like, get a board or something that you can flip at least. So if they do go in there, it's just not immediately like right in their faces, like these terrible images. So he watches the family hanging out video first. Yeah, and finishes that one with a glass of whiskey, reasonably so, because he just watched a snuff film.
Yeah, I don't understand always the physics of how a child can do all of this. I mean, honestly, even towards the end, I'm like fucking walking around wielding that axe. Like, that's
Yeah,
a pretty big axe.
have you lifted like an axe? She also had a sledgehammer at one point too. Like
Ashley
there,
did?
those are heavy. Yeah, there's like she's holding a sledgehammer and an axe. Like she has two weapons, I think, at the end.
God damn. It's a little
She got some
extra. It's a little
muscle.
much.
She's been working out.
I know, good for her. And she
Yeah.
maybe gets some extra support. Kind of like an Angels in the Outfield situation, you know, where it helps, like there's a visible thing, just kind of, you know, like
Yeah.
a Christopher Lloyd just guiding you to make that catch in
I
center, you know, whereas,
love that
and
movie.
I know, me too, where you have Bagul who's like holding her arm with the axe, you know what I mean? Like kind of a similar situation. And not
Like
really,
a
because you
demons in the outfield.
Yeah, yeah. So he also finds a scorpion in the attic as well.
Which doesn't seem like it would be of that area.
No, but that's how you know something supernatural is going on, right? Because you see
Yeah.
the and right because you see the scorpion, then it's the snake, and then it's the Rottweiler afterwards. Like he's like he's visited like the you know Pets of Christmas Past or kind of situation, you know, where like
Yeah.
each one is supposed to be more threatening, even though I'm like,
Maybe each one was one of the family's pets, and it's the ghost of the pets.
might be just one has just a pet scorpion.
The other thing is the son, Trevor, starts having his night terrors again, which is honestly the scariest thing that's in this movie, is him coming out of that box like upside down. It's terrifying. And the other thing that's super scary is when Ethan Hawke like hears something. It's the little girl just like in the hallway, like she's got lost, like she's looking for the bathroom. And I'll be honest, having a kid can be creepy like that sometimes. Like you'll hear someone just moving around in your house and you're like, what the fuck is that? And
Nope.
sure enough, it's a tiny little person just in the dark and you're like, what are you doing? And they're like, I don't know. And you're like, what the fuck? Or you'll wake up and their face is like 2 inches away from your face and they're just breathing on you. And you're
Like
like,
fucking like Paranormal Activity. You just wake up and
yes,
just standing.
yes.
You just find he's just been like just standing over your side of the bed
That's
for like 8 hours straight. Oh,
yeah,
Jesus
so like
Christ.
having kids can be creepy like that, but I think that's so funny, just like the normal things about parenting that are just terrifying and have nothing to do with this like haunting situation.
Right, because it's his daughter wandering, trying to find the bathroom the first night when he's watching the family hanging out video. And then
She was probably actually hanging out with Bagul and the kids.
probably hanging out with Bagul. And then the second night was the barbecue. Right, the barbecue video, which of course, you know, if anyone hasn't seen the movie, I think you take a couple guesses what happens in Barbecue, the movie, or Barbecue 79. And
Yeah,
that
they have the barbecue that family. And he starts with his whiskey instead of following up with whiskey this time. So, I
He's getting his.
love that. He's like, all right, I'm gonna fucking prepare myself this time because I know some shit's gonna go down.
Yeah, I gotta get lubed up first before I'm ready to just engage back with this shit show before I solve this mystery.
Yeah.
And right, and it's after the slumber party video when fucking he finds Trevor just. And then, like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess I just don't know a whole lot about night terrors and sleepwalking and how that shit works itself out. But man, Trevor found a way to do it in the most terrifying way you can.
So creepy.
Just coming out of that box, that's probably the scariest part of the movie, I
It
think, or the biggest
absolutely is.
shock, right?
Yeah. Because
Yeah.
like in that moment you're like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, that's really, and like I know a little bit about night terrors. I don't like that's like a combination of like sleepwalking and night terrors. I don't know that either of those things are like need to be connected or separated, but it feels like it's both things because he also ends up outside, and his eyes are completely open, which
Right.
you know that's possible, but I just don't know. I'm like, that feels like sleepwalking rather than a night terror, but I don't know.
I've been told by my wife that sometimes I'll fall asleep with my eyes open.
Ew,
Is
no.
that terrifying?
That is awful. I would like close your eyes like as if you're a dead body, just like wipe
Yeah.
my hands
Just
over.
like that. Well, it
No.
just always reminds me of fucking that movie, Major Pain.
The second time you brought up Major Pain.
It's such a good movie. He sleeps with his eyes open. It's terrifying.
Yes.
It's so good. So geez. So he's, of course, Ethan Hawke's just like, oh, okay, so something's really fucked up here. And
Well, I'd like, okay, I have a question for you.
sure.
So, even when he finds this box of videos, as soon as he figures out that these are films like made, like he's thinking these are films by the killer that he's investigating,
Right.
wouldn't it like he puts a note on his little investigation wall, like who left the box? Like, and he's like, oh, like someone came back and left the box. Wouldn't you be worried for your self and your family's safety that this person came back and like left these videos? That would be like a major red flag for me. I don't know. Like, you have access to my house. Do you have a key? Are you planning on coming back again? Like, do you want your videos back? I don't know. Lots of questions.
Yeah, it sounds awful. No, I would just pack that shit up in a box, put it out in the alley or something, be like, here you go. Fucking someone
Yeah,
can
somebody else
fucking
can
take
deal with
this.
Bagul.
Yeah, I am Bagood. I do not need it. Yeah, because I don't know, shit keeps escalating. And then, he's like thinking like, fuck, I'm onto something. This is huge. This is gonna
Yeah,
be
because
my
he goes to call the cops and then he says, if I do that, I'm not gonna have a book.
And yeah, because
And the cops hate him.
he did correctly point out shit the cops got wrong with his one book, but then also subsequently got shit wrong on his end of things in other cases and other books, which ended up, which I'm also
Not
like, I
good.
think the sheriff was like, well, it's your book that let like an innocent man go free. And I'm like, hold on, a book should not be like the deciding factor
No.
in these things. You leave that up to the judge and the fucking
Yeah.
jury and their legal experts and shit. Let's not, I don't know. It's like, do you think like no ghost faces ever live, right? Because I'm thinking like no one's on trial, like her Mickey on the Johnny Cochran trial. It's not like anyone's pointed to Gail Weathers' books and as a
Yeah, as a reference point. I mean, she was
don't,
there.
yeah. I think Gail would argue that absolutely my books should be taken seriously and counted as evidence, but because they're the true accounts, right?
Yeah.
So he's thinking like, I'm back, baby. This is great. Because he had
Yeah,
his
he's
one
like, this
thing.
book is gonna be gold.
He was like, I did my first book 10 years ago. It's great. Did another couple books, not so good. He seems to have this idea that, like, I guess maybe there's this rule where if you have two best-selling books, you're good. That's the threshold. Because he's like, I just need one more hit. I got this.
Yeah, I mean, I wish he would have given an example, like, so and so, like that, the second best-selling book is what brings the permanent success. 'Cause like clearly he made it big. Like he's on like televised interviews. They're very interested in his life and his, just everything. So, I mean, Kentucky Blood obviously was a huge deal. So I don't understand why having two books would be that different. I don't know. I mean, I'm
I
not a
don't know.
writer.
Who knows? I don't know how the economy works out these days. But he like has this, it's kind of sad. He's got like these drawers of like old like tapes of like videos. And also, like at this point, I'm like, dude, it is 2012. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can find yourself on YouTube. I don't think you need to be keeping all of these, fucking tapes of all of these things, because
Yeah.
again, I guess it would be right? YouTube is
Yeah.
thriving around then. So his wife is like just goes from like I hate you to like being very supportive to like literally she is there's that one scene where it's the both of them in bed and she like literally goes from like what if your 15 minutes of fame is over, and I'm like
Yeah.
starts with that, and also I'm like tell the boys in Sugar Ray when they wrote 1459 and released that album
Oh, Jesus.
There you go. He's like, I just need my Sugar Ray. I need my second big hit.
Oh
If
my
you get,
gosh.
I got Fly and I got Every Morning and then I'm golden. I can just ride to, I just need to put something up on a Shrek soundtrack and then I'm good.
What a good example.
No sarcasm in that at all.
No, not at all.
So, but she goes from like, maybe your 15 minutes of fame's over. Maybe I'm gonna take the kids.
Yeah, no, like literally, she's like, if this shit doesn't work out, like I'm taking the kids and going to my mom's. And he's like, yeah, that's fair. Like, and then just like giving her kisses and is like, but don't worry, because it'll work out. And I'm like, whoa, y'all have a weird fucking dynamic going on here, because that conversation was like a roller coaster of emotion for me.
Yeah, and then she literally ends with like, all right, go kick some ass. And I'm like,
Yeah.
that's some really encouraging shit from someone that's like threatening to take the children away. I'm like, Tracy is all over the place with
Yeah,
this
she
movie.
really is. Like, she's just as much of a mess as he is, honestly.
And I feel bad because, she does get relegated to this just, angry wife role who her main purpose is to just get upset when she needs to be and just just there when she
Yeah,
like she's just there to get
she's
angry.
just wife. Like,
Yeah.
she has no personality. Like, we have no idea, like, if she works. If she doesn't, like, it seems like maybe she doesn't, but yeah,
I
like,
think
who
she
cares?
does.
Yeah,
But
who
yeah, but
cares?
who yeah. So
Because she definitely leaves the house when he's like, when the kids are at school.
let's see, what's the next movie? The next movie is the Pool Party one in
I like Pool
86.
Party.
Yeah, Pool Party's a real fun one.
Yeah. And
And I
it's the
think this
first time we
is,
see Mr. Boogie.
yeah, because Mr. Boogie, he's doing the thing I used to do at pools when I was a kid, when you try to go all the way to
Where
the
you walk
bottom
underwater?
and walk. Yeah, when you walk along the bottom. Have you ever tried doing that?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, I
Didn't
thought
know
that
that
was
was a
what,
thing.
yeah, you just try to like sink to the bottom and like try to walk like when you're at the bottom. I don't know. I
I'm
remember trying to do
trying to
that as
pull
a kid.
up demon shit.
Well, it wasn't demon shit. I'm just saying Mr. Boogie probably saw the kids do it earlier
Was like, you know what? That sounds kind of fun.
during the fun version of the tape when they're all just hanging out and actually having a pool party, and then when they're all drowning, he's like, ooh, well, I mean, you've got the camera, right, little kid? I'm just
I'm gonna
gonna,
do a little trick.
yeah, I don't have my shorts on, but I might just get to my skivvies and just try this out if that's okay. And just so he just got in, just walking across the bottom of the water like just trying it out. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I mean, it was funny, like
That's terrifying, being tied to those chairs and then just pulled into the fucking water. Damn.
I thought I remember watching it just or the most recent time I watched it and thinking like, ooh, I think that's the worst one. I think Pool Party would be the worst for like what would
Oh,
be
I
the
think
worst
lawn
death for
work is the
me?
worst one.
Well, but then the next one's yard work, and I'm like, oh Jesus, never mind. I forgot about that.
No, the next one is Sleepy Time. I think Sleepy Time should have actually been the third video, because I don't think it's that scary.
That's the
Great.
one where they just slit the throats of each
In
of
their
them, right?
beds. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most, it's the most boring one.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, I'm sure probably a lot of people who listen to this podcast could attest to, maybe some people aren't always on their best days, and that's okay.
That
And
kid was just
sometimes
the, that was probably the 18-year-old, 6-foot-tall kid that you were referring to earlier that just can't get his shit together, honestly. So he doesn't know
is that
what to
sleepy
do.
time? Oh, so
No,
lazy.
I was just being a dick.
Okay, because I never remember which kids exactly did what. I mean,
I
other
don't.
than, yeah, pool party's pretty fucked up. And then, so right, he sees Bagul, and then I think he's also,
This is when he starts, is this when he starts smoking? I think this
yeah,
is
oh
the
yeah.
video that he literally just lights up a cigarette and is like, fuck.
Now this fucking like Gerard Way clown fucking thing, it's now popping up in these videos, and you
Yeah,
have
he's
all
like,
these
what?
cult symbols and shit. I just don't know how else to describe Bagul other than like he would just be in an emo band.
Yeah, his hair is very like just like kind of like greased down, parted down the middle.
Maybe he looks like he'd be in Slipknot, possibly. He looks like maybe one of the
Yeah,
costumes of those
one of
guys.
those fun little masks.
Yeah, I like Slipknot okay. They're fun. Yeah.
They can be. They can be.
There's a group of pals just wearing masks and having
Yeah.
fun. I don't know.
Oh,
So,
I can't even imagine like being on stage and all sweaty, like in those fucking rubber masks. Oh, that does not sound fun.
I bet those masks smell terrible.
Oh yeah, that's probably why they change them all the time. They're like, we can't wear the same mask twice.
Be like, it's my Slipknot's like, this is my I don't know. The bass player, Teddy Slipknot, is like, hey,
Not
this
Teddy
is
Slipknot.
Teddy Slipknot. You've got Curly, you've got Rupert. I don't know the fucking names. So don't listen to me.
There's like 10 of them.
But yeah, he starts finding the symbols, starts seeing Bagul. He doesn't realize that Bagul's like fucking, shifting and moving, within the images,
Which is so fun.
which is pretty good. I just, again, this Bagul lore doesn't always make sense to me, though I do appreciate, when a movie just wants to make up its own demon and its own set of rules, and it's just like,
Well,
sure.
and I mean, when it comes to like demons and anything that's like magical, like he's looking at Ethan Hawke like from the fucking video image. So I mean, obviously
Yeah.
he's got some kind of pull that he can just kind of do what he wants. Like, I mean, they can kind of make their own rules and just fuck around and find out, you know? Like, I was okay with it. Like, I was okay with most of the things.
It's like, let's make it a demon that's like, it's like kind of like It Follows, but more like real estate focused, Yeah, I just bounce around from house to house.
The other thing that's interesting to me, like you've got two children and a woman in the house. Ethan Hawke is just up all night, like doing a lot of like banging around. Like
Yeah.
when the snake does appear, that box is like thumping, which I don't think that was the snake, but there's
Yeah,
like
my
that
feet.
thumping sound, and I'm like, damn, that wife is the heaviest sleeper.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot for her to wake up.
Yeah, she sleeps through a lot.
Yeah.
He finds fucking that snake, and then all these drawings too, right? Where this little kid just drawing each of the shit as it happens. Maybe inside the lid of the box or something like that. Deputy so and so comes by. He's feeling, well, Ethan Hawke's feeling all sorts of ways.
Well, I like that he like mentions, you know, there's always someone like that you mention at the end of the book for being helpful, and like I could be that person, and that's when he starts calling him Deputy So and So. But Which also like super disrespectful. Like this guy's trying to help you. Like learn his fucking name, Ethan Hawke. Like your name is a dumb name. Like, and he knows who you are, so fucking figure it out. But I like their little dynamic that they have going on, because he's kind of like, at first he's kind of like using him, but then it turns into him like kind of using him as like a support group almost, because he can't say shit to his wife when he sees Bagul.
And I love that he's kind of just sneaking around almost like he's cheating on the sheriff a little bit, Deputy So and So. Where
Yes.
he's
Yes.
like, yeah, I mean, well, sheriff's there till 5, so
Yeah.
I'll have to come by afterwards and maybe we could do this and this and this and this. I'm like,
Yeah.
dang,
Yeah.
I mean, but
But he
then
doesn't
what do you
want to lose
think's,
his job.
yeah, but he's gonna be put in the thank you notes of a book. Don't they think he'll find out then? Or do you think he's already famous?
I mean, he might be thinking, I guess maybe I'll have to move to a different county. I don't
I'm on
know.
to bigger things. I'm going to become a
Yeah.
PI. I'm going to fucking be on the
Oh,
talk shows.
yeah.
I'm going to be
Yeah.
fucking, rubbing elbows with fucking Alfonso Ribeiro on fucking Dancing with the Stars.
Gosh.
Fuck yeah.
All he
So
wants.
he's already, he sees his trajectory. And I hope he follows that in Sinister 2, because I don't remember. I do like I forget exactly what he says. Maybe you remember, but I don't know. He was just like, yeah, I wouldn't move into this fucking house.
Oh
Like, this
yeah,
shit's terrifying. Of course I believe in this. What do you
that conversation between the two of them is so good, because Ethan Hawke is definitely trying to like figure out how much he can say and how much Deputy So and So like would believe in anything paranormal, and they're just kind of like tiptoeing around it. Like I think that scene between the two of them is actually probably the most interesting like emotional acting, and Ethan Hawke is very convincing that like he's fucking spooked. Like he's like, what do I do? I discovered this guy in these videos. Like he was already upset about the videos, but now there's like a paranormal dynamic going on, and still doesn't say shit to his wife. Still. That's the time.
I know. Yeah. And just be like, look, okay. Yes, I got in a little over my head. But then if he starts saying the house is haunted, she's gonna take the kids. And then really, like, and then as we learned, the last thing you want to do is leave the house. Which is
Yeah.
another, like, I don't know how that rule exactly works out perfectly. If you're still paying two mortgages, I still don't think it counts fully as moving into another house. I still feel like that. He should have been able to appeal that.
Like, because he's moving back into his old house, like that should be like a loophole.
Yeah, I'd be like, I still own this house. Like, I don't know how that needs
Like,
to
what if
work.
you had a summer home? Like, if you were like very well off and you had like a summer home, and so you like moved to that house for a
Fuck the
season.
rich. Yeah, so
I
then I
know,
guess.
but I'm, yeah, but I'm like, but like, what are Bagul's rules on that?
You can have rental properties. You just like you said. I mean, like, what is, and still in this day and age, what is home ownership? I think is unattainable as it can be for the majority of this country. I feel like you'd look at a movie like this and be like, well, maybe it's not worth it. I'm good. I think that's fine. What if you just Airbnb it for a night? What does that
Yeah,
look
or
like?
like, what if you're renting that home and then you like move somewhere else? Like, I would bet real estate is probably, he's probably pretty well versed in that, Bagul, that is. So he's got a bunch of little rules and clauses on all that.
And then, maybe he's working, part-time as like a Zillow agent, like being like, okay, well, now that, we've moved a family out, I've haunted them out of there and they died in that new house. Now I have to make this house look appealing. Someone has to, especially with how grisly the fucking murders are. It's
Yeah.
one thing if you find out someone died in your house. It's another when they were all fucking like,
Brutally murdered.
decimated by fucking lawnmowers. That's pretty. You
Like, oh, where
literally
are we
you
going to put the
can't.
garden?
Yeah, that you literally you can't cut the blood out of the soil. It's like that's.
Oh.
Oh, I'm good. I would just tear
Yeah.
up the whole backyard and be like, no, we just. I don't know. Oof, oof. No,
Terrible.
thank you.
Yeah.
So, now I mean, fuck, the movies just start playing on their own now.
Yeah, they, but it's the same one. It's the one that took place at that house, the hanging.
Right.
So, do you think that Bagul was just starting up those videos just to freak Ethan Hawke out, or that little Ashley was secretly watching the films and then just like putting it back to her room?
I think so. I think it was probably, yeah. No, I guess you're right. That makes more sense than if it was Ashley doing it.
Yeah, because she could just pretend to be sleeping. Like he checks on her a couple times, but like I think that's one of the fun things about this movie. Like it's not, I guess you could call it a twist, but you think Ethan Hawke is the one that's being like haunted, but really he's just actually being scared into moving out. Like that's Bagul's primary goal, is just like, I just got to get this guy to move. He's actually quite safe here. So I got to get him scared and out, whereas really he's probably just haunting Ashley every night, you know, trying to get her to do the terrible things that she ends up doing.
Who other than Bagul himself is holding him to these standards of like this is how it needs to be done? You know, these are the rules.
Why does anyone have to hold him to a standard? Why can't he just be, make his own rules and just live by them?
Well, that's the thing. He's like doing it for himself. Like, I mean, no,
Yeah.
I wonder if if anything's really stopping him from just like haunting and just killing people just when he feels like it.
Maybe
He
he
is
thinks it's a
setting.
game.
And I think so,
Been
where you
around for a long
have.
time, gets bored, wants to make it challenging for himself.
That's what I'm thinking. It's probably early on, he was just this run-of-the-mill demon situation. And then he's
Just
like,
eating kids.
yeah, I just need to make this a little harder for myself. Like, you know, just get a little more of the hunt, you know?
Yeah,
So I get it.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that he eats children. That's fun.
It
You
is
know,
fun.
again,
Yeah.
one thing I always appreciate is good child violence. And I think this movie does a pretty, I mean, it
I
implies.
what I like about this one is that it flips it. So instead of having like, you know, it's, you know, when you have child death in a movie, you're just like, oh fuck, they went there. This one takes it like the other direction and is like the kids are actually your like little villains, you know? So that's kind of fun. The ghost children, though, they fucking suck and they look terrible. Like, I don't know why they couldn't have put them just in some makeup. Like, it looks like they have like CGI like layered over them, if that
Just
makes
look
sense.
extra ghostly,
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. And it doesn't work.
And the weird, like silent, kind of like slow-mo running around kind of thing. I just wasn't.
It's not
I was like,
scary at all. Everything that has to do with the ghost children could have honestly just been left out, and they could have just shown them at the ends of the video, like when he has the extended cut, and shown them. I know we're like skipping around a little bit, but
you're good.
and shown them, you know, when they see Ashley and like are collecting her, you know, at the end. I think that would have been totally fine and sufficient and scarier. And I actually messed up. He's drinking out of the bottle after pool party. He starts smoking after lawn work.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
So it is the bottle first. Yeah, that's fair. That would cause me to light up a cigarette too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So he's like, okay, this is something, you know, not necessarily. He still thinks this is probably a human doing these sorts of things, but he starts seeing these symbols. He is, you know, hanging up on fucking so and so left and right, who's got plenty of good information for him.
Yeah, so much
And
good information.
he goes and sets up a call with Professor Jonas, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, who, I mean, you
What
know,
did
we're
they say he
both,
specialized in?
right? We're, you know, gosh, we're both married to people with PhDs.
Academics. Ugh, the amount of time it
Academics.
takes them to give information is fucking snail's pace.
I wonder how many, you know, how many academics are like, this is the job I want. This is what I want. I want to be the go-to expert true crime writers, and I can tell them about this obscure fucking Babylonian fucking demon
I could see your
who
wife being into that. Absolutely.
she'd be fucking stoked, but
Yeah.
it's Just to,
I
but
don't,
the
I
thing
can imagine it
is,
doesn't pay well.
yeah. Well, but the thing is like you need to be a tenured professor and get some protections before you can just start being everyone's like ghost go-to
Yeah.
ghost guy because you know, I just feel like if it was any just random asshole who even knew the information on Bagul, I don't think it hits as hard when you're like, oh no, I'm like associated with a university, and I'll tell you right now that that thing's fucking eating children and moving around in picture books and shit. And you know, but what happens if he gets if he like moves into like a Snapchat and it deletes? Is he gone forever? I
Well, I
don't
mean, he'd
know.
still be in other, like, he's still in books and like other physical media too. Like, I mean, these Super 8s are pretty fucking resilient. Like,
Yeah.
they get burned and he's still around. But I do like, he shows them like all the old imagery. And then it got me thinking. I was like, well, what did he do before videotapes? Like, was it just him living through books and stories? Like, was it like a box of books would show up? And someone would have to like write the story of how the child murdered the family, and then the person would have to read the novella. Like, what was it?
Just and then also like evidence of these books are like exist, right? So it's like you'd think, you know, you're going through some tomb or wherever the fuck, and you know, you find this old evidence of like Bagul, and it's just like, oh, you just like get off like all the rocks and the dust and stuff, and you're like, you
Like
know, you bring it,
hieroglyphics.
yeah, you fly in the translator. You do the whole thing, and he's like, "Oh, it looks like it's a story. It's called Pool Party." And then it's like, because of course he's still got to have that fucking, you know, that sense of humor that he's known for, right? So,
He's known for.
just bringing in, it's like fucking Stargate, and you're like bringing in all the fucking people being like, what the fuck is all of this? And I guess it's not like Stargate, don't blame me.
Oh my gosh.
So it had hieroglyphs you had to dice, you know, fucking translate, I don't know.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Jonas is also getting kind of stoked because like he's like, tell me everything you know, tell me everything you
Yeah,
got.
he's kind of
Hell
into it.
yeah.
But like at the same time, he's still kind of like when Ethan Hawke is asking him questions at the end, he's like, yeah, in the stories, like he's like, I need to make it very clear, like these are stories, like I'm not telling you like real facts here. So he doesn't, I don't know that he like, I mean, Ethan Hawke doesn't share much, but it seems like he's kind of confused as to why he's talking about it, like as if it's information that he needs like in real life versus like the stories and myths about this particular demon.
Gosh, at this point, you know, the kids all find out through school as they would.
Yeah.
But
And it
the
like, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you know, Tracy's like, you know, did you think I wasn't gonna find out? Like blah blah blah. And then like Ethan Hawke,
Google
I
again.
one, Google, two, you could have asked me. I wasn't gonna
Yeah.
lie to you. And because he didn't, technically, right? But he's like,
Technically.
maybe if he was asked straight up, maybe he would
Husband
have.
logic.
Right. But again, I'm just like, come on, Tracy, like that's fucking on you. And then also, yeah,
Am.
you know who you're married to. You need to ask some questions before
Yeah, and
going
like
anywhere.
she knows. I mean, I think to some extent, no, I shouldn't even say this to some extent, but I'm going to follow up with a question for you for this because Ethan Hawke slash Ellison is clearly a narcissist and like he's watching these interviews of himself. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
He is very obsessed with fame and being known and like appreciated and recognized to the point where he is willing to hide evidence from cops and put his family in clear danger.
Little bit.
So she knows who she married. Like she seems very exhausted by him. Like that's when you need to start asking more questions because he literally sounds like Jill from Scream 4 when he's like, what am I supposed to do? Teach, write journalism textbooks? And it's like, yeah, dude, your fucking book was it. And now you need to do those things. You know
Yes.
how many people would like with his probably with his similar academic background would kill to get like a steady job just editing
Yeah. textbooks?
Yeah. Yeah, Like,
dude,
be
calm
more
down, man.
appreciative, bro. Like, yeah, he's so fucking like lazy sounding when he says that. So, yeah, she should have been smarter. So, as someone who's definitely not a narcissist, how long, Kyle, would it have taken you to move out? I mean, we know now that's not the right thing to do, but like to move out or burn that projector, because he like wants to watch all those videos
Yeah,
and
I
keeps
feel
his family
like
there for a while.
I just I'm a gossip, so I would share those movies with somebody. I think I would share it with so and so much earlier on, or I'd be
Yeah.
like, "Hey, Jonas, like, hey man, I'm gonna screen
I
share
would
you
have
some
shown
fucking
him.
shit."
Yeah, I would have shown both of
And
them.
yeah, and just been like, and then also like, by the way, like, first of all, you can't. I mean, I don't know. First of all, like that case might be closed, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're concerned. I don't know. And then it's his property. It was in his house. So, like,
Yeah.
it's not like,
I mean,
you know.
imagine if Professor Jonas had seen those images of Bagul in the pool, that rhymes,
Yeah.
and just, or like in the bushes, like he would have been like, what the fuck? Like, this is this thing that like I've been studying all this time. It actually exists. And even if Ethan Hawke doesn't make it out, which he doesn't, maybe they could save future families, you know, him and Deputy
Yeah.
So-and-so. That I would watch that, honestly, the two of them trying to fight Bagul.
Right. Yeah. 100%. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just team up. I love that.
Right?
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So he does connect with so and so again, where like he is now like pretty fucking frightened at this point. You know, Ethan Hawke is, you know, and just being like, I think something fucking just a little extra weird's going on here. Do you, or he's, I love how he just dips his toes and, you know, again, like you said,
Yeah.
like, do you believe
'Cause he doesn't want to sound
any of
crazy.
this? Yeah, but definitely fucking crazy. Well, I guess he's not, right? Because the shit's actually going on. But,
Yeah.
and then you've got fucking what's her face, that Ashley, painting a picture of Stephanie. Now, of course, that sets the mom off real hard. I did
Well,
like,
and like that's not until like over an hour into the movie that you find out that the little girl has even like been acknowledged or is being talked to by these ghosts. Like that's the only time that they give you any indicator that she's been
yeah.
in communication with them. And like Trevor doesn't have that happen, even though he has the night terrors. And the mom doesn't have that happen either. Like she sees nothing the whole time.
Not, I don't know if it's necessarily true. It might be implied earlier on
Oh, why?
when they're having breakfast, the morning after the night terrors. And remember, they're like, oh, you know, maybe sharing the story again about like, you know, in the washing machine or blah 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 blah. And she also says, like, I've been having scary dreams too, but like nobody acknowledges her.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
So she mentions early on that she is having scary dreams,
Oh,
but,
interesting.
you know, doesn't explicitly say, but I'm seeing this dude named Bagul, Mr. Boogie, who's, you know, whatever, whatever. I did think it was pretty funny earlier in the movie, you know, when, you know, as much as Bagul's got rules, Ethan Hawke's got rules too, because I feel like everything is like, remember the rule, this and this and this and this. So maybe
Yeah.
that's what it is. You know, the rules, you know, just that rigidity is just, maybe that's what's gonna haunt him. That's dumb, don't worry. But sorry about that. Though when she's painting in the room and she says, one day I'm gonna paint something and be as famous as you.
Yeah. That's
And
pretty
it's
awesome.
like, it's gonna be the walls with this blood.
With your blood. Yeah,
Whoops.
she had like little containers and everything like ready for it next to him, which I loved.
Just ready to go, just to catch all
Yeah.
that, you know.
Don't want to waste a precious drop.
And then he's just like, okay, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Well, Mr. Boogie gives him a few good like jump scares before he decides to leave. If it
Yeah.
weren't for the trailer spoiling the one with him on the laptop, I think that would have been my favorite. I don't know if you
Yeah.
remember that. They showed that in the trailer and kind of Like I was like, really? That's an important one. Because you just really don't see it coming.
Do you think that I felt like watching this, it was like a little bit of also an advertisement for Apple, and their MacBooks being like,
Yeah,
do you want to
even the sound effects of like the recycle bin are in there. It's like just a little like clack with the crunching paper.
Do you want to edit? And the best way, the industry leading way to edit and digitize your snuff films.
Buy a MacBook.
So he's got his last night at the house, and then shit starts getting really weird again. That's where like
Yeah, that's what really sets him off.
someone's throwing the fucking shit like down from the
Yeah.
attic,
Again, the whole family is sleeping through that. Like, Ethan Hawke is having a time and like they're just sleeping. She doesn't even wake up until he's burning those films outside.
Which I mean, like, dude, you've already digitized them. Oh yeah, he does put them in the recycle bin. It's like, I'm just gonna,
Yeah,
this'll work.
but not until he's at the new house. He doesn't do that before he leaves because he still needs that shit. Like, I think he secretly still wanted to write the book.
Yeah, I think it was more of
Even
just
though,
a
yeah.
ceremonial, more like a, what's the word? Don't worry about a symbolic way of ridding himself of it. But as we know, like whether it's fucking, films in, the fucking wheelbarrow setting on fire, or if it's your Chucky doll being put in the dumpster outside, you always find their way back, as they do,
Yeah,
like, come
that's
on.
not final.
But he does decide, and like, so I guess how many nights have they actually been at the house before they leave? Is this a week, or is this a little longer?
It couldn't have been too long, but
Maybe a month, maybe, but even that feels, I mean, I feel
that
like you
feels
could,
long.
yeah. So I feel like it was just kind
Because
of in the span of a week.
it seemed like he was watching one of those films per week.
Per
Or
night,
no,
I
I'm sorry,
thought.
no, I'm sorry, per night. So I mean, I would think no longer than 2 weeks. They still have boxes in the house when they leave.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even, yeah, I guess,
Not
they just take
everything's
off
even
in the middle of
fully
the night.
unpacked. Even though they were like the world's laziest like unpackers. Like if you like watch in the beginning, they have like a box that like she's like carrying like two reusable empty bags and that whole moving truck is like full of boxes. And I'm like, I'm sorry, are you doing something? Are you contributing something to this move? Like you don't see the movers ever. So I don't know what they're doing. Yep, they're
'Cause
the
they know that
worst.
house is fucking haunted.
Yeah, they're like, fuck that. We had to move shit out of there. Dead things. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, so yeah, he's like, okay, yo, I get it. I've seen enough. Shit's spooky. Let's get the fuck out of here. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have even moved into that house to begin with, dude. Couldn't you just stay in your house that you had, rent some office space in the same town as the house,
Yeah,
and like just
like
done your work there,
don't even like rip your whole family up. Like go and work there for like a month or two. Like that's better than having them live in that house. Like
Yeah, dude.
he's just selfish.
I think you should be, maybe you live there on your own until they sell the mansion at least. I don't know. Because then if he wants to move back, same thing. There's no kids involved. So Bagul has said, give himself such very rigid guidelines in how to do this. And I also wonder, I had this idea of, you have this one kid that looks like he's 20. I mean, we're in the year
The age goes
2024.
up every time you say it.
I guess I'm just wondering, nowadays you have a lot of, adult children that live with their parents. What happens in that sort of situation? Because Bagul eats children, but what if the youngest person who lives in the house is like 30?
No, I think it needs to be like a nice little tender child, like fresh, soft, squishy meat.
Yeah. So, don't have children.
Yeah.
Too late
That
for
I
you.
mean, I remember thinking, I think I may have even said this when I was pregnant to my mom. I was like, she's like, oh, I'm so, like, are you getting excited? Like, you're so close to having the baby. And I was like, honestly, I was like, I put myself in a real shitty situation for like a zombie apocalypse. If my house is haunted, like, I'm like, literally, like, everything's working against me now because now I've got this extra weight to carry, like, or I have to like sacrifice myself. And then just leave my kid to survive. What? Terrible options. Terrible options. Yeah, but it is what it is. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm raising him to be pretty like prepared for most horrible, scary situations. So he knows all the rules, you know, you shoot things in the head. If that doesn't work, we're beheading it or we're burning it. Like we've got options. So he's well versed in all things spooky.
Yeah, fuck. So they're getting the fuck out of this house. They're like, get the kids. We're going, blah, blah, blah. Which I'm like, I don't know. Fucking, yeah, you know, Tracy. Be like, no, we need to pause and you need to explain some shit to me before I
Yeah.
am getting up in the middle of fucking night and leaving. I mean, you know, I'm sure she'd be
Yeah.
happy going back to her mansion. But I'm
Yeah.
like, you need to fucking just tell me a little bit.
Live in that basic ass house. I'd be like, are you kidding? We have like mahogany walls. Like, and you want to move to this fucking shitty house in this shitty town to write a
Yeah.
shit book? Like, I don't think so.
This fucking shag carpet here. Like, get the fuck out of here. Who do you think I am?
Oh my God. And that fireplace in the room that's like his office, that's
Yeah.
that Kentucky blood money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So they're on their way out. The sheriff pulls them over, you know, make sure, like, hey, you know, we didn't bully you out here, right? And he's just like, you know, no, I'm good. You know, I'm not gonna write this book. I'm leaving, you know, blah, 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 blah. Sheriff is like, okay, good. All right.
Yeah, he's like, good, fuck off, thanks.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm
Yeah.
good. You know, no harm, no foul. It all worked out. And you don't learn until way late in the movie that, oh, there's also one extra rule. Bagul's always got one more. And then it's this idea of, you know, every house or every family before they were killed moved from the house that was, or moved from the house that housed the family that was killed prior. And it just, and that chain goes all the way back to, you know, I think they were saying at least they tracked it back to the 60s, and it's about once a decade, just about, when this has happened.
Yeah, which he would have learned very early in the day had he not been declining Deputy So-and-so's calls twice. Like he could have been maybe a little bit more prepared. I don't know that it would have saved him, but I don't know. It's bad news.
When
And
someone
then
calls you, it's a big deal. When someone calls you multiple times, there's a reason,
something is
you know?
wrong. Yeah, something's
Yes.
wrong. Like either they're worried about you or they have really important information to share with you. So just fucking answer your phone.
Yeah.
I will say moms definitely break that rule a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, a little
Like
bit.
they'll call like four times and you're like, oh my gosh, like is everything okay? And they're like, yeah, I just want to know how your day was. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Four
Yeah.
times.
Oh my gosh.
But okay. When the box of the videotapes, like we knew that this was gonna happen, or like the box of the film like shows up in the new house. Ethan Hawke's reaction, like he looks
Yeah.
so fucking scared. Like it's so good. His like reaction acting is really good in this movie. Like never that like he's never disappointing, but like I think he does a really good job, considering he's kind of just doing a lot of this movie by himself. Which is really
Yeah.
fun. Yeah. But he couldn't resist those extended cut endings. He was like, all right, you got me, Bagul. Curiosity
Yeah.
is gonna get me. Because he drinks that radioactive fucking tea.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was that she
What
put in
poison is
that.
that? That looks like the Reanimator serum.
Yeah. So, and then put it in everybody's drinks because it didn't, you know, it didn't just put him dead. Well, you find, you know, the whole family there on the ground. And then she's like, yeah, dude, she's fucked up. She's like, you know, hey, daddy, I'm gonna fucking make you famous. I know that's what you always wanted. Jeez. And then she just starts ha hacking away. I love it.
I do love what they're showing, like the extended cuts of all the kids, and they're doing their little like shh kind of face.
Yeah.
The one kid that's like, I'm going for a swim with these dead bodies. I don't know about all you. Like, the water's fine. Get in here. Like,
There's
I'm gonna go walk on that floor with Bagul.
no but with this one there's no fun part of the video. It would just be her filming killing her family and painting the walls with their blood. There's no like
I had
family
that in
paint
my notes
party.
too. Like, what was the happy part of it? Because like even if they would have shown them like painting, that other house at the beginning of the movie or something, like, or painting fucking anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't have to see her taking the video, but like, it would have been good to go back to that.
If I were to change any of it, maybe I'd be like, she finds the Super 8 camera while they're painting the house. And he's like, oh, where'd you get that? She's like, I found it upstairs. And blah, 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 blah. And then he goes upstairs and then finds all the films. And then just to, so there is some shot of her filming with the Super 8 of them painting. And then it cuts to that. And then, you know.
You know, I love a murderous child, but this little girl's artistic abilities drastically decline after she's like fully like possessed. 'Cause like we saw how
Yeah.
cute her little drawings were on like paintings on the wall were, and then all of a sudden it's like a fucking like cat face that looks like it's drawn by like a 2-year-old. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, like are you doing your best? Like, this is supposed to be what's gonna make your dad famous again. Like, and we're drawing bullshit cat faces. Like, get that tire swing back in there. Like, that looked great.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck. Yeah, and then all this kind of at the ending again, like, you know, all the kids doing their little shushes and, you know, walking to the camera at the same time. This whole kind of extended thing. I'm kind of like, I don't know if I really need any of this. But again, just the kids don't, I don't know, just don't do anything for me.
Like, they could have made it shorter and just had them running away because
Yeah.
Bagul is coming. Because I do like that he like appears and then is carrying her like into the video, presumably where she'll now
Be
live as a
eaten.
ghost child.
Yeah.
She'll be eaten and then be a ghost child. So too bad for her, but she did kill her family, so you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking Bagul and the nuclear family, huh? You know? He was just like, this is what I need. Need just 2.5 kids and of
Knock
mommy
these
and a
fuckers
daddy.
out.
And yeah, we'll just start just fucking just buffet. I just feel like that's so wasteful to do all of this to only eat like one child.
Like, they had multiple children in the family. You might as well go for it, right?
That's like, you know, I don't know. It's like only eating like the red Sour Patch Kids, you know, out of the bag, you know what I mean? It's like, look, come on, like let's not deny ourselves here a little bit. Like let's we can have more, you know, and that, but I just feel like it's very wasteful of him. So I don't know. That does take us to the end of our
It
movie.
does.
I don't know. Anything else you want to say about the movie before we head into our wrap-up segments?
I think that this is a really not, it's not a fun movie, but it is the first time you watch it. Like, the videos make it fun. So,
Yeah.
like, discovering those and like, what the fuck's gonna happen next? Because you're like, they escalate, which is really fun. So
Yeah.
I think that this is a fun movie. If you've seen it already, and so like now the suspense is not there, showing it to someone else can be pretty fun. And I think it's really solid. Like, I have this on my list of like favorites because it does scare me. Even this like silly jump scares where Bagul's just face is just kind of like showing up. It's fun. So yeah, I recommend this to people when they ask me, because I always recommend a lot of horror comedy or like slashers and things like that. When they're like, what's a movie that scared you? I'm like, oh, Sinister scared me.
Let's hop into our next segment. Taglines.
Not surprisingly, these types of movies don't have the most fun taglines. So
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what you think of them. There's four.
Okay.
So more than I thought, too. Usually I feel like it's one and it's like, eh. So the first one, be the first to see the year's most terrifying film, which is a thumbs down. You know, you could put that on any movie.
Yeah.
Tonight, you've never seen anything this sinister.
That's a thumbs down too. And
Yeah, right.
also, I mean, while you should be watching it at night, Are you always going to be watching this movie at nighttime?
That's true. Especially even in the theater, like you might go see it during the day.
Yeah, I like a lot. I like a
Love
nice little
seeing horror
matinee.
movies. Yeah, it's your matinee, absolutely. Okay. Have you seen him?
Sure.
I put some mystery on Mr. Boogie. And the last one, which is inaccurate. Once you see him, nothing can save you, except for not moving, I
Yeah,
guess.
this isn't. Yeah, go watch The Ring,
Yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
So
so, eh,
those are
okay.
them. Yeah, pretty lackluster for taglines, which any movie that doesn't have like any element of humor to it, it's not going to have like a bunch of witty taglines, which if they would have let Bagul write the taglines, I bet he could have come up with something fun
That's what I
considering
was
the
thinking.
names of the videotapes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have given him a bigger role.
I think so too. Yeah, those are all pretty bad.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm ready to hop into boost scores if you are. I'm gonna go first or
Yeah.
you?
I'll go first.
Okay. I feel like you said a lot already before we went into taglines, so I think
I feel prepared. I feel
yeah.
prepared. I went into it with a boost score. I think I'm going to keep it the same.
Okay.
So, yeah, I shared the reasons why I like this movie. Is it perfect? No, but I do find it very entertaining. I find it scary. It is a little serious. Like, I do like a movie to give me at least like one or two laughs. And the only time I think I actually like chuckled is when Deputy So-and-So and Ethan Hawke are like kind of skating around the issue of talking about the paranormal. Feels very like X-Files.
Are you kidding me? I believe in all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, what?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it a 3.5. I almost gave it a 4, but its rewatchability is dependent on other people for me. So like I don't really watch it by myself. I did watch it by myself for this, like to prepare for the episode, but I do like to watch it with new people. And believe it or not, there are not very many people in my life who are willing to watch scary movies with me. So I'm gonna give it a solid 3.5.
Gosh, we're so boring because that's exactly what I'm giving it is 3.5.
Yes.
I'd give it a
Why?
4, but I knock it down with the ghost kids. I don't, that's not,
Oh yeah, they also knocked down. Like I forgot how much they like kind of ruin the scares for me. Like, and you know, every time he like turns his head and they like run around the corner just barely. I'm like, that's not scary. It's not suspenseful. It's fucking stupid. So yeah, that definitely it lost 0.5 booze for me on that one.
But you know, that
Yeah.
being said, I definitely recommend it. It's probably one of my favorites from that era, you know. I mean, I think if I'm
Yeah.
I still think if I'm like choosing between, I think if it's contemporaries, if I'm like choosing between like this or Insidious, I think Sinister edges it out. But a lot of people put that first Insidious movie in very high regard. But this one's just, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
They're pretty close for me. I think that this one is a little bit more fun than Insidious because of the videos. But Insidious, I think, is scarier.
Does and has Tiny Tim. Do you think I would think that the Blu-rays or the DVDs, whatever, would have the full movies,
Ooh.
even if they're only like a minute or two each, right? I would hope,
I
but
don't know. That'd be pretty great. Like,
it would be
just
pretty
from
great.
beginning to end.
Yeah, just watch the whole situation play out.
Good special features. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I 3.5. I think this is. I think Ethan Hawke does a great job. I always love Ethan Hawke. So it's always a
I do
winner for me.
too. Yeah, he's so great. Even in movies that I don't like, I still enjoy his performance.
And I'll always give kudos to, you know, even if there's some holes in the logistics, like just, you know, coming up with your own fun little demon, your own fun set of rules that, you know, it's not like. When you're watching it, it's that glaring where you're like, no, that's awful. I could never believe this, you know, blah, 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 you know. So, yeah, fuck yeah. I think this is good. Just a very solid, well-made movie. I just worried about movies like this because I just feel like they're just good enough, but not, they're not great in the sense where like Deep Blue Sea, where we can just gush about it for fucking ever, but it's not bad. Like, Scream 3, where it's like it's fun to just shit on it left and right. Whereas like this movie is like a very just solid, well-made,
Yeah.
well-acted, well-written situation.
Yeah.
And I was worried that we wouldn't have as much fun stuff to say, but
We
Tracy
always
and so
do.
and so and some of those kids, they provide us some good fodder, I suppose. But yeah, 3.5.
And we gotta, we gotta cover some movies that are, not, I don't want to say less fun, but more scary, I guess.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
So,
it is a horror movie podcast. I guess that makes
yeah.
sense.
I mean, we do make our own fucking rules, but if we want to talk about horror comedies forever and ever, y'all are just gonna have to deal. You can listen or leave, but
This
listen
is,
instead.
we are the Bagouls in this situation, and this is our domain, and these are our rules.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But yeah, fuck, that's all I got. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Hell yeah. This is always a fun movie to watch anyway.
Yeah.
So it was great. Well, fuck. And I'm sorry, y'all. I don't think we're gonna do the sequel.
No. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. I might be exaggerating on how bad it is 'cause like I've watched the third Urban Legend movie and I would watch that again, but I wouldn't watch the sequel to this again.
Yeah, we should do all the Urban Legend movies. Well, outside the first one, we already
Yeah.
did. But hell yeah. Well, have a good night, Natalie. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. 3, 2, 1, ghost.
Thanks for listening to our episode on Sinister. If you enjoyed this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you hit subscribe and leave us a killer review on whichever platform you choose to listen. No, really, leave us a review. 5 stars preferred. You can find us on Instagram at 321GhostPod and give us a follow to see what we're up to. We love comments and messages and are very active on Instagram. You can also shoot us an email to 321ghostpod@gmail.com to share any questions, comments, or recommend one of your favorite movies to hear us chat about. Next week, we're taking a road trip south of the border to discuss From Dusk Till Dawn. Thanks again for listening, and remember, if something is haunting you because you have children, don't move to another home. Get rid of the children. 3, 2, 1, ghost.